Wiley Publishing, in association with Imagine That Studios and Binary Studios, presents.
Do a podcast?
Do you want to do a podcast, Serena?
Okay.
Okay.
Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. Going above and beyond, Podcasting for Dummies, with your hosts, T. Morris and Chuck Tomasi.
Saying goodbye is always hard.
Hi, everybody.
I hate long goodbyes. Let's keep this one short.
All right, fine. Thank you, everybody. This Podcasting for Dummies, it's Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. And I am your host, T. Morris, along with...
I'm your other host, Chuck Tomasi.
We're the guys that wrote Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast, the third edition, now available in all different formats, with the exception of audio, but in all different formats on bookstores everywhere online and in real life. So you can go out right now, get your copy of Podcasting for Dummies, and then go back and listen to episode one of Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast, season three, which actually, if I remember correctly, seasons one and two have kind of disappeared into the ether.
We don't know where they
went. Yeah.
I think there might be some season two left on iTunes, but a different feed.
Yeah, it's just kind of lingering out there. Just like, you know, like gaseous clouds in the Milky Way. But this is our, this is not necessarily our last Podcasting for Dummies companion podcast, but it is definitely the last one for this season. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to go on ahead and we're going to take a few months to recharge, brainstorm, and come up with different ideas. And also your feedback. We'll take some feedback at 703-791-1701 or pfdauthors@gmail.com. If you've got questions, if you've got topics that we didn't cover that you'd like to hear us cover, if you started a podcast, yeah, go on ahead and share it with us. We'll talk about other people's podcasts on this podcast.
Let us know what works. Let us know what could be made better. What challenges you ran into. Yeah. Was the book any help? Were these podcasts any help? We'd love to hear that feedback as well. Good
just
or
make
bad.
Sure, just make sure you buy the third edition, not the second edition. Not the second edition.
I can't find my iRiver.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. What's an iRiver? I don't see this H2. I just see the H2N. And what's the... Well, no, guys. Just
Third edition. Published in 2017.
There you go. So I guess the best way to start this thing, Chuck, is what did we learn? What have we learned as season... I mean, not even as season... Let's not even call ourselves seasoned podcasters. Not even veteran podcasters. As founding fathers of this industry,
wow.
Damn it, that's what we... No, seriously, that's what we are. Heck, you started podcasting in 2004. I think anybody that podcasts between 04 and 05 should be considered a founding father or founding mother. A founding mother
sounds kind of belligerent, doesn't it?
I'm a founding mother.
What have I learned since the beginning, or what have I learned since the last book, or what do you want to frame this?
What have we learned? Well, that's what I'm thinking. Because we wrote the third edition, we know a lot about podcasting. But the thing is, have we learned anything new between writing the third edition and where we are now?
Oh, so in that barely one-year gap.
Yeah. Have we learned anything new? Because I know I have.
I've learned quite a bit. I mean, there's been a number of aspects, and I'm not sure how to approach this first, so I'm just going to take whatever comes to the top of my head. The first one is, I've learned there are some wonderful podcatching apps on Android. I switched in January of 2018 from being a longtime Apple person to Android, and there's a number of reasons behind that, but it allows me to explore the other side of the coin in what works, what doesn't, how things work. I'm just going to shorten this up and say... Pocket Casts. That's where you want to go. I have tried several, and everybody says, why aren't you using Pocket Casts? I finally came around and said, wow, I should have been using Pocket Casts from the beginning. So shorten your learning curve, kids.
And this is an app that allows you to podcast from your phone?
No, it's a podcatching application.
Oh, it's a podcatching app.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is one application I just absolutely adored on iOS that is not yet available, and that's called Boss Jock. I have not found a Boss Jock or equivalent on Android yet. So anyway, other things I've learned all about streaming, which is very close cousin to podcasting,
but
a lot of the podcasting skills transfer over very easily. So you can take your personality, you can take your content, you can take it and do a live streaming. There are, we talked about this in a previous episode, so go listen to that one. Well, what was it, 17, 18, somewhere in there. About streaming and video. So yes, there are a lot of things. In the last year, what have you learned, T? Maybe that'll jog some more out of my head.
So one of the things that that I've learned is podcasting appears to be trying to redefine itself. And I, in a way that I don't agree with, and I'm worried that I'm becoming that old man shaking his fist on his RSS feed going, get off my lawn!
Old you man know, shakes. Old man old, yells old man at RSS. Shake,
yeah. Or lack of RSS. I mean, as I mentioned in the streaming episode, it's a massive trigger for me when people say, oh, I've taken my stream and I do a podcast with it. And I go, oh, where's your feed? And they go, what are you talking about? It's on YouTube.
And I'm like, I haven't encountered that too much, but now that you've mentioned it, I'm going to keep my eyes open for it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But the thing was that this has actually sparked a much better debate than why do we call it podcasting? Let's call it netcasting. I'm glad that's dead. I'm glad that's dead. Sorry, Twit, but yeah, that's dead.
There are a number that still refer to them as webcasts for whatever reason. I'm okay with that for
But the debate about podcasting evolving beyond the RSS feed, I think it's a fascinating debate. I understand the reasoning behind it, but at the same time, I'm like, yeah, but part of what defines a podcast is the ability of the RSS of
being to able subscribe to and take it with you. And some of that is appearing in dedicated apps. I listen to some shows that say, hey, don't forget to download the app for XYZ. And you can and you look at it, and not only does it have rich content in it, but it also has the ability to effectively do what your podcatching client does automatically. So that's I still feel that's more of an exception than a rule. One thing you did say that made me think is since we wrote the book and started this podcast series, I am recognizing there are I want to say this politely, a lot, explicitly
a metric butt ton,
businesses podcasting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. This isn't just the hobbyist anymore. A lot of corporate stuff going out.
Yeah.
And it just amazes me. We've got like two or three alone at the place where I work, some for the solution consultants and some for this other group and some for like, wow, this is really cool. And this is something that we may have to think of. What do we need to retool, if anything, in the next edition of the book as to how do we approach businesses? Not that I'm trying to, you know, talk the whole monetizing thing and gain, we want to recognize that segment of the market. Yeah.
Well, no, what I was going to say was that, podcasts, I want to say about 5 years ago were the butt of many jokes.
Nerd in the basement living with his parents.
The basement.
Yeah. The Wayne's World kind of thing.
The one I remember the most is when Jane Fonda said to Sam, I'm blanking on Sam Worthington, I think is the actor's name, on the Newsroom, and they're talking about Will McAvoy, the outspoken anchor, and she said you better rein Will in, he's one broadcast away from hosting his own podcast.
And now that'd be a badge of honor.
Yeah, I know. And the fact that Aaron Sorkin kind of snuck that in there, I was like, oh, that's pretty slick.
It's kind of that old newspaper blogger thing. Like,
Just
because you have a blog doesn't make you a journalist. Like, whoa, okay.
And that's still you still see that kind of creep in. I know that comedy, a College Humor did a sketch about they did a sketch called Every, what was it? It was called Every Comic Con panel that will happen, and it was just this generic panel of actors. One was in costume, one was the young ingenue, one was the hot young guy, one was the seasoned actor who was trying to rejuvenate his career by doing this TV show, and it was hosted by this yucca putz who happened to host a podcast. and I remember thinking, yeah, that's about right. I really think that the respect podcasting has come a long way.
Good point.
And I think there's a lot more respect for the podcast. At my current day job, which I'm absolutely loving, one of the things that I specifically wrote into the comms plan was that I wanted to host a podcast. And the the gentleman that that he was one of the people that launched the initiative code.gov, and he said, yeah, I'd love to do a podcast, but we have to wait. We have to wait until this point in time. We have to find out who's going to be backing this particular initiative. And it wasn't a no. It wasn't a no. He just said, yes, I want to do this. And I've been wanting to do this, but we have to wait. And the fact that, you know, because once upon a time, I pitched him. I said, look, I'd like to do a podcast promo and have it be a PSA about what we do. And originally I was expecting him to say, no, that's not cool. But he was like, write some copy up. Give me an idea and let's see what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. Everybody's expecting me to write copy. I'm just going to record the thing.
Right.
And then, it's just faster that way. I can be like, look, it takes me maybe a minute to write it. So let me just go ahead and let's produce the damn thing. But I feel like there's more respect for the podcast now. There are definitely more apps. We talked about Overcast mm-hmm. in an early podcast. Absolutely love that app. The fact that Spotify is now recognizing podcasts and right. making itself easier to access. I think that's something that this all goes back to the respect. I'm seeing there's a lot more respect for the podcast
more
now.
More ways to consume.
Yeah. I've also found that podcasting really hasn't gone through a renaissance. It's becoming easier and easier to find people, in, you know, podcasting. I remember when I went through the third edition of Podcasting for Dummies, I noticed that from the second edition, we mentioned like a lot of podcasts, mm-hmm. whether it was our own or people that we knew, over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
This go around, we actually had a spreadsheet. And we said, look, after somebody gets three mentions, we stop mentioning them.
Right.
And we still had all these new podcasts that we were able to say, oh yeah, check this podcast. This podcast does this. This podcast does that.
And then I should clarify, the reason we mentioned them is because they lent to the example we were trying to underscore. You say, you know, if you want to set up your microphone, this is the way we recommend you do it.
Yeah.
And just like so-and-so from blah, blah, blah does, this is how they follow the same rule. So we're using them as examples, not just as, you know, name dropping fodder.
No. Every time we would mention a podcast, it would have something to do with what we were talking about.
Exactly.
Whether it was, having multiple hosts, whether it was lifestyle podcasts, what kind of lifestyle podcasts were out there. I think I also learned that podcasting is one of those things where, yes, everybody can do it. Everybody can do it. Not everybody will, because they will discover exactly how hard it is. One of the things that I learned in writing of the second edition is that, yes, there are a lot of podcasts to choose from, but I also know that a lot of podcasts, when they hop the rails, they hop the rails for good. And it's usually after maybe four or five episodes, they suddenly go, this is too much work. This is just too much work.
Yeah.
And they walk away from it. Nothing wrong with that. But the problem is that their podcast still sits out there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I know that we talk about on this show, and even happened to us, we would have these gaps. And I would say that's something else I've learned, is that the older I get, the less time I have to podcast, which I don't like.
You're right. We just need to retire, T. That's
what it'll take. I know. But again, that I struggled to try to figure out, how did I have all the time to do the Billabub Battings podcast, where I was doing sound effects, mixing voices and doing all that. And now it gets to Podcasting for Dummies, very easy podcast for you and me to do. And yet when we fell off the rails, man, it was like, but then again, that's the other thing too. I think I've learned from this third experience with Podcasting for Dummies that, yes, podcasting is a passion. I love doing it. But real life has to take priority. If you don't get to a podcast, you don't get to a podcast. It just happens that way.
It's going to happen.
But I think if you have lost interest in the podcast, or you think that the podcast is no longer your thing, I do think you should have an episode like this. That's not what we're saying, but we are saying we're taking a break. But if you decide, hey, I'm going to take a break, or hey, I've decided podcasting isn't my thing, do yourself a favor and say, let's wrap this up.
Yeah. The one thing I will throw onto the business aspect that I noted before is start out I started out with a personal podcast and started honing my craft, learning my way around the mixer, the software, and I was able to take that skill and offer it to my employer. And they said, "Hey, that's a pretty good idea." It has shaped my career. This lark of a hobby that I did in 2004. So, yeah. Well, I want to try that. You know, start talking to the laptop and don't know if anybody's out there. And it's turned into this core of what I do for a living, as well as, you know, where I live and the cars I drive. It's kind of, well, I don't know if I'm the poster child or not, but it sure feels like that sometimes, because it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience. And I say that even if you don't continue to do it for personal reasons, try it and put that skill set in your tool bag, because you never know. Like I said, it's getting more popular in business. Businesses are going to be looking for that. It may be your day job. It may be part of your day job. It may be something you do on the side to continue to build your brand as part of that. But it's just been a wonderful, wonderful experience.
I would say another thing I've learned about this is that I think podcasting is still it's still evolving. It's still evolving. It's still changing. There are still people that are I noticed that when we all started, it was either you do audio or you do video.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, some of the more experimental folk would try to do, they would do like an occasional video episode, like in a blue moon. But I've also noticed that I feel braver in podcasting. If you would have told me years ago that I was going to do a gamer podcast, I would have been like, no, that's not
right.
Me. That's not my jam. And then one day I just realized I'm all about this game Destiny. And I said, well, not only do I want to do a Destiny podcast, I don't want it to be just audio. I want it to be video as well. I want to show, because that was something I always found confusing about gamer podcasts. They would talk about the game, but rarely, if ever, would they have a video episode where they go, okay, here's my gameplay. This is what I've learned.
Yeah. Gaming is one of those things that, many of the computer or it's got to be video to get that whole experience across.
Yeah. And that's what I look at Happy Hour from the Tower. It was a learning experience. That was a learning experience in itself, because I launched at the same time you launched The Topic is Trek while we were doing the Podcasting for Dummies rewrite. And we already had a couple other podcasts under our belt.
Funny, because we had to rewrite that chapter in draft. It was, we're thinking about it. And then by the time the book came out, they were launched. So it was like, wait, scratch that.
Yeah, exactly. And really, when you think about it, that was probably one of the most impulsive things I think I've ever done in podcasting. Usually, because you and that was the other thing I learned. I learned that, yes, there's a time and a place to plan and then produce and then launch a podcast.
Yep.
There's also a time when you just suddenly go, screw it, I want to do a podcast.
Pull the trigger. Yep.
And you call up a couple of buddies and say, come on over, we're going to record. You record a couple of episodes. Next thing you know, boom, you got a podcast.
Yep.
And I mean, watching that podcast evolve organic, I think that's what I'm seeing or what I've learned is that podcasts can be organic. They don't always have to be planned out. They can
Good
be
point.
Organic as
Good
well.
Point. Yep.
And that's a valuable lesson to learn. It's in a weird way. It's like the other podcast Evo at 11. Cause I remember the evolution of Evo at 11, was very off the cuff. And then they reached like episode 100 and Evo literally just ended it. Nobody knew it was coming. He said, well, we're at episode 100. Thanks everybody for listening. And he hit the stop button. And I remember talking to Debbie Walker about that. I was like, did you know that was going to happen? She's like, nope. But again, that's the thing is that podcasts, I've always been the stickler of, well, you should have a plan. You should have an outline. You should do. And then there are other times. But with Happy Hour, I'm just like, and everyone who has been a guest on the show has had the same reaction, whether it's the, whether it's a Twitch streamer, whether it's a voice actor from the game. We get them on the show and I sound off that we're taking a break. Cause I've set it up. That's the most planning I've done for happy hour. Sure. It's two segments with a break in between. And we'll do like a 15 to 17 minute, you know, segment, and I'll call the break and I go, and we're clear. Our guest always says, that's no way that was 15, 20 minutes. No way. That just flew by.
Yeah, it does.
And I'm like, it does. If you really got it going on, it does. And every interview we've had, every one, it's that organic feel. Now, granted, we have questions, but just letting it flow. It's magic. It's a little bit of a magic. So I've learned that yes, podcasts can be organic in nature.
Good points. Good points. If you've got questions or you've got, what have you learned since podcasting or the last year or so, or if you go way back like us, what have you learned that you'd like to share?
Wow.
Give them the spiel. Tell them how they can get in touch with us.
All right. You can reach us at, you can reach us through Facebook at Podcasting for Dummies. You can also reach us on Twitter or Instagram through PFD Authors. But we also got voicemail 703-791-1701. That also works with WhatsApp, so make sure you use that too if you need to. There's also our email, pfdauthors@gmail.com, or you can just leave us comments. Leave us comments or questions in the accompanying blog post at podcastingfordummies.com, where you can pick up your third edition of Podcasting for Dummies, either online or screw it, get in your car and go to your nearest bookstore. They'll have it there too. Remember, folks, Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast, is protected by Creative Commons. Man, now I'm blanking on it. Holy cow, let me try that again. And remember, folks, Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast, is protected by a non-commercial, no derivative, share alike United States 3.0 license. You can find out more about that license at creativecommons.org. So we're going to take a break after this episode, couple months, just sort of get our feedback on the ground, get some ideas in the well. And again, we're going to be watching our voicemail, be watching our blog, be watching all of our avenues, because if you've got topics that you want us to discuss, we will gladly discuss them on the next season of Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. And until then, I'm T. Morris.
And I'm Chuck Tomasi.
Thank you so much for enjoying this journey with us. We'll see you in a few months. Until next time, hot on.